A new study proves just how bad driver behavior has gotten in recent years. A staggering 96% of drivers in a new AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety study admitted to engaging in aggressive driving behaviors over the past year. So how do we bring that number down and how do we do it fast? Joining us now, Sergeant Luke Davis is back with Connecticut State Police. And Sergeant Davis, look, I know that 96% number, that is a nationwide number. I get that. But I would imagine this is where you certainly could bring your expertise and what you've seen on our roadways. I would imagine Connecticut is kind of in line with saying the majority of our drivers may have shown aggressive behavior in the last year. I don't know. That's where you can kind of come into the conversation.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Melissa. And the behavior that we as troopers see on the highways and roadways across the state of Connecticut is, in fact, staggering. So that figure of 96% is alarming. And it makes me recall a DOT campaign where they talked about the fact that there's no shame in distracted driving, and that's the problem. And I think that this is very much applying here as well, because whether it's distracted driving or aggressive driving, either way is extremely dangerous, and it's putting lives at risk. Unnecessarily putting lives at risk for that fact.
Have you noticed, Sergeant Davis, and we'll certainly talk about what Connecticut State Police, DOT, what's been done in recent years to bring that number down, but have you noticed that there are drivers who even are tired of distracted driving? I don't know about you, but I know for me, I have noticed in the past few weeks, maybe it's because kids are going back to school, it's a change of the seasons, I don't know. But I'm noticing people who will now flash their lights at other people. I have noticed people who will pull up next to others and almost slow down. And I don't know what they're saying or what their actions are, but it feels like, and the reason I've noticed it is because I will be stuck behind someone who's going 45 on I-95, super unsafe. And then I'll pass them and I'll say, oh, of course, you're texting and driving. And I kind of continue on with my life. But I've noticed that people will even pull up next to that car and either make a gesture or, you know, kind of wave their hands. Or I have seen people flash their lights before. Do you feel like you're seeing that, or am I just, I don't know?
No, you're absolutely right. And the fact of the matter is you don't know what somebody else is going through or what they may have in mind, what their intentions may be, because it could be that simple flip of the switch that causes them to snap. And that's where we end up having road rage issues. So we never want anybody to take matters into their own hands and trying to address another driver on the road. We would much rather you get as much information as you can and call 911 to report it, because we may very well have a unit or two up ahead that can intervene with that behavior and address it.
Yeah, I just think, and maybe that falls under aggressive behavior, but I do think there are drivers who are sick of it. I mean, I'm one of them who, I don't consider myself an aggressive driver. I actually am one of the only people, I think, who finds traffic sometimes to be a blessing in disguise. Don't come at me. I'm just saying, sometimes we need the world to slow us down. And I think traffic is one of those things, but I digress. So I don't get aggressive. That's what I'm getting at. But I have felt in recent years where you are just blatantly texting, not caring, driving, and just, I think it's insulting that you feel like you don't care even about your own life, let alone if you hit somebody else or take somebody's life on the road. It drives me insane. And so I'm finding my frustration with it, certainly. And so I'm wondering if you feel like more people are kind of taking that into their hands. Like, does that add into or factor into that 96% people who are just annoyed with those who are breaking the law?
It certainly can. And like you're saying, you know, with the people who are doing it that seem to not care, I don't mean to sound like a broken record on this one, because I know I've said it before, but it is the false notion that so many people have that nothing's going to happen to them, or when they see instances of people who are involved in serious injury or fatal accidents, that no, that won't happen to me. But guess what? It can happen to anybody. And at the end of the day, when you're engaging in that behavior and forgetting your responsibility behind the wheel as a driver, it's very easy for something to happen. It only takes a split second for everything to become entirely upended. And if you're not paying attention to what you're doing behind the wheel, especially if you're driving on a highway, driving at a higher rate of speed than you would be on a back road, it's going to take more time to have that reaction to actually stop or slow down to avoid a collision or God forbid, even a rollover for that fact. So we need people to be aware of their surroundings and to focus on the basic responsibility that comes with driving a motor vehicle.
So again, we've got Sergeant Luke Davis here from Connecticut State Police. And what has been some of the, what are some of the approaches that both State Police and Department of Transportation, what have you guys been taking steps towards? Really, I'd say since the pandemic, when we really saw driver behavior get out of control, what's been done so far to try and address that?
Sure. So there's been many different safety campaigns that we have engaged in to focus on changing that behavior, to show what can happen when you're driving distracted, to put emphasis on slow down, move over by humanizing first responders and showing that they're men and women who are going to work just the same as anybody else on the roadway, and to give them the space and courtesy of slowing down to do their job and to preserve their life so they can carry on with their mission and continue to work in the same fashion. Additionally, we've had a lot of support from our state legislature now that we're seeing some change in laws and that we actually have some more severe penalties coming down the road very shortly for individuals who engage in reckless driving at over 100 miles an hour.
We are chatting with Sergeant Luke Davis of the Connecticut State Police, and there was a new report just released by AAA looking at aggressive driving. I want to look at some of these percentages with you, Sergeant Davis, and get your reaction. You ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, yeah, what am I going to do? You have me on the air. What am I supposed to do? All right. So let's start with speeding up when a traffic light is changing from yellow to red. 82% of the people in this survey admitted to engaging in that behavior. Using the right slow lane to pass another vehicle, 68%. First of all, I don't believe that. That's way higher. I'm sorry. That's way higher in Connecticut. Honking the horn when another driver does something inappropriate rather than to avoid a crash. I think that's why the horn is there. I'm just saying. I'm married to a Bostonian, so he uses the horn a lot. Glaring at another driver in response to something they did on the road. That was something we talked about. 65%. And driving 15 miles per hour faster than the normal flow of traffic. 58%. The reason I bring up those percentages, and I'd love your reaction, is other than the one that said, yup, we run the red lights or we speed up before the red light, I was kind of surprised that those percentages weren't higher.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I mean, just based on my own observations, as you know, I drive a very, very great distance from one side of the state to the other every day for work at present. So I'm driving from Eastern Connecticut to Middletown every morning to and from, and I see a lot of it. And I'm still in a cruiser with all the equipment. You know, I got lights, sirens, I have a computer, I have a radio. So when I see those things, I take action on it. And especially for those instances where I'm in the left lane, again, in a state police cruiser, and I get passed on the right. Just happened the other day, actually. I was on my way home, and I saw that vehicle driving over 90 miles an hour.
Did they know you were in a state police vehicle?
I don't think they were fully aware of that.
Right.
Not until they saw the lights and heard the siren behind them, that is.
Well, there you go. Listen, Sergeant Davis, I have you on the show I don't know how many times, and I get this every time from our listeners, and I have to ask the question on their behalf. But whenever you see data like this, or you hear about wrong way drivers, or you hear about aggressive driving, everybody always says, well, it's because we don't have enough troopers. And look, to some degree, we certainly still have positions to fill at the Connecticut State Police. But what would you say to that when people say, well, we just don't have enough troopers on our highways tracking what's going on and able to, you know, to get people in trouble? What is your response to that?
It's fair. And part of the reason why that is because of the fact that we are spread so thin, and each individual troop has different areas of the state that they cover. Now, some of the troops that we have in our more rural areas, they're covering entire towns. So you could have one trooper covering upwards of five towns by themselves. Also, some of those troops that have towns that they cover and are the primary law enforcement agency for are also responsible for the highways. So some troopers in the field could have a patrol area that's consisting of a section of highway as well as towns that they have to respond to calls for service in. So it's very common where that could happen, that a trooper who is patrolling a section of, let's say, I-84 in the eastern part of the state has a section of 84, and they have to respond to a call for service in that town. Now, that's taking that trooper off the highway. So, yeah, we actually really do need more people. And it's been an ongoing process that we have been working on with our recruitment and selections unit to seek more applicants to come in and into the fold and become part of the state police family. We need people just as badly as any other law enforcement agency across the state and across the country for that fact. So if we were to have more people, that would be phenomenal. If we were able to boost our patrols and have more units on the road, then we would be able to have a more dedicated presence and more visibility on the highway than we do now.
Fair. And I say fair because I agree with you. You know, sure, certainly, yeah, more people who are catching these things and telling you not to do that, then fine. But to that, I look at, so I'm going to compare something, and we're going to talk to them actually in a little bit on the show. But something to curb people bypassing school buses. There's this program, Bus Patrol, that's been used in Bridgeport successfully. Now it's launched in Shelton, a couple other communities, and I think it's going to pick up really quickly, to stop people from passing school buses. And the data shows that once you've been caught and you got either your warning or your first ticket, most of the offenders who are already caught on these Bus Patrol cameras don't do it again. Great. But that doesn't require a body. And I guess my question for you is, so troopers would be great. But do you think we need more technological either advances or something in real time that wouldn't mean, because part of the reason we can't get troopers or even DOT workers or anybody on our highways is because, let's also talk about the fact that people have been hit and struck and killed on our highways just trying to do their job. So it's a hard job to also advertise to people. It's an incredible job to do, but it is also, we're living in a time where people have been struck and killed doing the job of working on the highways, like state police, like DOT, like construction workers. So do you feel like there are things we could be doing, like more technological advances or, I don't know, more classes so that people can also be just better drivers and improve their own behavior?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you in that regard in any way, shape, or form. Anything that we can do to help supplement the overall mission would be of great benefit for our sake in terms of getting our job done with what we have available to us to do it, as well as for the safety and security of the general public and the motoring public for that fact, too.
I also just think it's a personal responsibility. Like, I'll be the jerk on this one. It's totally fine, Sergeant Davis, because you're very poised and you represent the Connecticut State Police. But I have no issue saying, if you are operating a vehicle and you think it's okay to take your eyes off the road and text, you're wrong. That you should not need a trooper to pull you over, give you a ticket and tell you, hey, that's dangerous. Like, that should not have to happen either. I do think there's a level of personal responsibility that needs to happen. And part of it is knowing the rules of the road. Part of it is knowing, you know, lane changes, because one of the things that came out in this was aggressive driving is contagious. And it talks about that in this study from AAA as being one of the factors for why we've seen it go up so much, is because, well, you see other people do it, so I'll do it too. But to that point, it takes personal responsibility to know that you shouldn't be passing in the wrong lane to speed up, and you shouldn't be distracted behind the wheel. Like, this is, to me, very elementary.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you couldn't have said it any better than that. It is, at the end of the day, it comes right down to personal responsibility. And it's a reminder to all drivers to remember that and to keep in mind that a lot of things can happen when you're out on the road behind the wheel. So not paying attention to what you're doing is only increasing your chances of getting hurt, hurting somebody else, or even worse.
Sergeant Luke Davis, I want to thank you for what you do with the Connecticut State Police and always making the time on WICC. We appreciate it. And also, for those of you who want to read the full study from AAA, we're going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com.